Today, Shir's Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amed, at the two dots with the words, Heichi Dami. Begins the Gemara. Heichi Dami Macho, as the Rashbam explains, that the Gemara here is based on what we learned in yesterday's Shir, that Macho Shaloi Befanov Havya Macho. A Macho does not have to be made directly in the face of the machzik, but a macho that is made elsewhere, we are under the assumption, because of the rule of chavra, chavra islay, and chavra de chavra, chavra islay, that through the grapevine, the news will get back to the machzik. And therefore, we paskin macho shaloi befanov, have you macho. On this, the Gemara is asking, heichi dami macho, what is the terminology that one needs to use in making the macho, which will be an effective macho when it's macho shaloi befanov? Amar Rav Zvid, so Rav Zvid said, that the following words are not acceptable. If the ma'arer said, in front of two edim, Planya Gazlonahu, he protested and he said that that person is a gazlan, even if the edim will repeat those words to the machzik, Loi Havya Macho, that is not a macho. Because, as the Rashbam explains, the ma'arur is not telling the machzik how he is a gazlan. And therefore, the machzik does not have to think that the ma'arer is claiming that the land that he just sold me, which I have a shtar to, that he's protesting that. He must be protesting something else. And that's why after 3 years, where the normal derech is that people do not watch their shtar after 3 years, since he did not know what to watch out for, the macho was not clear, therefore he's not going to watch the shtar of this field, and therefore it is not held against him when after 3 years he can't produce the shtar, and that macho will not be a macho, and the chazaka will be a good chazaka. However, if he says the following terminology, then it will be a good macho. If he took two edim and he said in front of them, Planya Gazlonahu. The text that we have in our Gemara is the Nakid Lo Laroi Begazlanusa, that person is a gazlan, that he's holding on to my land through stealing. He stole my land. The Bach's Girsa here is the Ka'ochel Lo Laroi, and the Rashbam is similar. He leaves out the word law, the Ka'ochel Laroi, without the word law. But the idea is that he has been using my ground, he's been working on my ground, but he's been doing it through stealing. As we turn to the Flamites Amid Aleph, and then he adds another clause. Ulamacher Tavana Le, the Bach says, Lidina. If he says those words that tomorrow I will be Toveya him to din, I'm going to sue him in court, I'm going to demand my karka back, which he has stolen, those words, that terminology, Havya Macho, that is a valid Macho. Now, actually, this second terminology, which is valid, is adding three components to the first Macho, which Rav Zvid mentioned, which was not adequate. The first macho was Planya Gazlanahu. He's a stealer. The second macho is saying he's a stealer how? Through land. That's one way that it's different than the first macho. Secondly, he's adding not just any land, but La'aroi, to my land. And third of all, he is adding that tomorrow I'm going to be Teveim Ladin. The question that the Rishonim grapple with, are all three of these components necessary to have a valid macho? The Rashbam speaks out in the first Rashbam on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph that everyone agrees that if you were just to say the first component, he would say Planya Gazlonahu Deka Ochel La'ara, that he is using ground Begazlanusa. He would not say Aroi, my land, but he would just say land. So that everyone is moited that would not be a valid machor. because the machzik would just think that he is claiming that I am using without permission through stealing the land of Acherim. And all he wants to do is to be pogem me. He wants to defame me. But that would not arouse in the machzik a necessity for protecting this specific land which he had just bought from the ma'arer. So that is certainly not valid. The question where we have a machlokes rishonim, are the other two phrases both necessary? In other words, what happens if he would say planya gazlanahu? He would say he's a stealer because he stole my land, but he would not add the final phrase of ulamachar tavanale ledina. Would that be an acceptable macho or not? The Rashbam brings down that this is a machloikis rishonim between the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbi Yaakov bar Yakir, who some say was the Rebbe of Rashi, and the Rashbam says over here that the ikur is like the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov bar Yakir. What is the machlokes? Says the Rashbam. The Rabbeinu Chananel holds that all three phrases are necessary. Land, my land, and I'm going to be Taveim and Din. Because if he were just to say the first two phrases, my land, that would not be enough. Because again, the machzik could think that all the Ma'ar wants to do is to defame me. And the Rashbam's lashon is v'loy k'maiser edus. This is not considered like someone who's in front of two edim giving over the fact that I plan to take action on this injustice that he has stolen my land. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, all three phrases are necessary. It's stealing land. Whose land? My land. And I'm going to take action. And if any of these phrases are missing, it is not a valid macha. On this, Rabbi Yaakov bar Yakir disagrees, and he says that all you need is to say, it's stealing my land. I am the victim. It's not necessary for him to say, I'm going to take action in Bezdin. It's enough if he says that he is stealing my land. If the Ma'arer says that I am the victim of his stealing, and what did he steal? He stole my land. That should be a red flag to the machzik that he better protect his shtar, mechira, that he has from the ma'ar longer than 3 years. And if after 3 years we don't find that shtar, then we will assume that there never was such a shtar and we will award the land to the ma'arer. Says the Rashbam, if so, why in fact does the Gemara add, according to Rab Zvid, a third clause of Ulamacha Tavanale Ladina? Says the Rashbam, that's just a pirush to what he said, that he stole it. He stole my land, and I'm so infuriated about it that I plan to take him to Bezdin. But in fact, if I didn't add that clause that I plan to take him to Bezdin, according to Rav Yaakov bar Yakir, which the Rashbam says is the Ikr Lahalacha, it will still be a valid macho. Continues the Gemara. Omar, if the Ma'arer said to Edim, Loisem Rulei, this is still the Machor Shloi Befonim. And he told Edim, I'm telling you that he stole my land, but I don't want you to tell him, my, what is the Aloch? Is this a good Machor or not? The whole purpose of a Machor is that it should reach the ears of the Machzik. And here he told the Edim Beferish that he doesn't want them to say this to the Machzik. What is the halach? Amrav Zvid. Hakamer lo samerle. He's defeating the whole macha. If he says, don't tell him, then that's invalidates the macha. He doesn't want it to reach to the ears of the machzik. Rapapa disagrees. Rapapa amar, no, you have to be medayik in his words. What did he say? Lididei lo samerle. He's saying clearly, the ma'ar, don't tell him. But what the Ma'ar means to say is, lachrini, if you want to tell other people, imrilu, Adarab, I want you to tell other people, because then I know he'll find out through the grapevine. Because Chavroch, your friend, Chavra Isle has a friend, and Chavra the Chavroch, the friend of your friend, he also, Chavra Isle has a friend, and eventually he'll get back to the Machzik, which is what I want. So the Machloik is here, as the Rashbam explains it, is, what did he mean when he said, like, same roulet? The way Rav Zvid understands it is, don't tell him, I don't want him to find out about it. Don't get involved in this whole thing. However, according to Rav Papa, no, we have to deduce his words to mean, I don't want to confront him directly. But Eina Chanami, if you'll tell other people, I know he'll eventually get the message. Now, the Rishonim point out here that there seems to be a contradiction between what Rav Papa just said and what we learned in yesterday's shir on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, what Shmuel says. Shmuel says that if the Ma'arer protests in front of a chole or a zaken, a sick person or an elderly person, that is not considered a machah, because they're not going to give over the words of the ma'arer to the machzik. So Shmuel said it's not a good machah. Rav Papa says that it is a good machah. So the Tosfos on the top of this Amud, Divrei Maaseh Rav Papa, states that it's not a machlokas, that Rav Papa could agree to Shmuel, but there's a big difference. In the case of Shmuel, a sick person or an elderly person is not going to travel, so he will not come into the city of the machzik, and therefore we say it'll never reach the ears of the machzik. So it's an invalid machah. Whereas in the case of Rav Papa, Rav Papa is saying that Eina Chanami, these Edom won't tell it directly to the machzik, but they will travel to his vicinity. They will tell it to other Edom, to other people who will eventually, through the grapevine, reach the ears of the machzik. So Rav Papa could agree to Shmuel where the people themselves won't go to his vicinity. It's not a good machah, but where they will go, but they won't tell it directly to the machzik, that is considered a valid machah. That's a sheet of Tosfos. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says, in fact, it's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Papa. Rav Papa disagrees, and Rav Papa holds that because of the rule of Chavroch, the Chavroch, Chavroch Islay, even if you tell it over to the Chol or Zaken, even if they themselves personally can't go, but eventually we'll say it'll reach the ears of the machzik. According to Rav Papa, in Shmuel's case, Rav Papa would hold it is considered a valid machah because there's a machlokas here. Continues the Gemara, Amru Leif, the Edom said to the Ma'arer, after he told them his protest, they told him, Loi Amrin and Lei, we're not going to tell it over to him. So we have the same Achlagis, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Amru Rav Zvid, Hok Amru Leif, Loi Amru Leif. They told the Ma'arer that we're not going to tell it. And we're not going to tell him. We're not going to get involved. And therefore, it's not a good Machah. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no. Listen carefully to their words and make a deduction. What they were saying is, we're not going to tell him directly. We don't want to confront the machzik directly. But we'll tell other people, and then you have the old rule of chavroch, your friend chavra islay, v'chavra de chavra chavra islay, and the friend of your friend has a friend. There's a grapevine, and once the word gets out, it'll eventually lead to the ears of the machzik. And according to Rav Papa, it is a good machah. Omar Lahu, and there's another case. He told them, not just don't tell him, Lay, but he said, more inclusive, don't tell him or other people, don't tell anyone. Loi Sepik Lahu Shusa. The Rashbam explains the word Shusa in the second wide line is Dibur. I don't want a word of this to get out to anyone. And the Rashbam brings the Gemara and the last Amud of Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Shusa Diyanuka Bishuka, the words of a child in the marketplace, we know is Oy Davu, Oy Dima. He's saying over what he heard at home, either from his father or from his mother. So here it's an all-inclusive terminology. I don't want you to let out a word about this. And there, even Rav Papa will agree to Rav Zvid that it's not a good machot. And even though the Gemara is going to quote it from Rav Zvid, but the Rashbam explains, of course, Rav Papa agrees with this halacha also. Amar Rav Zvid, Hakamar Loi Sepik L'Chushusi. He said, don't say a word about this. We have the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where when somebody tells you something, it's Bibal Yoimar. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Normally, if somebody tells you something, it should remain in confidence, unless Leimor, unless, as Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to say it over to Klal Yisrael. So Kal v'chomer here, where it wasn't just understood that I don't want you to repeat it, but rather he told them beferish, don't let a word get out about this, then that is certainly not a machah, because it's not going to reach ever the ears of the machzik. Continues the Gemara. What happens if Amru Lei Loi Mafkin and Shusa? If he said to them, I want you, this is my protest, and go tell it to the machzik, go tell it to other people, I want the word to get out. On that, as the Rashbam explains, they responded, Amru Lei Loi Mafkin and Shusa. They said, we're not going to let a word get out of this. So the Rashbam explains that this is not a continuation of the last case, which was, he told them, don't let a word get out about this, and they would be responding to him, to the Ma'ara, and they said, don't worry, no word is going to get out about this. Because the Rashbam says it's not necessary for them to return this retort by saying, don't worry. It's self-understood. If the Ma'ara said, don't let a word get out about this, that they're going to be careful, and they're not going to speak to anybody, not to the Machzik, not to other people. So this is a separate case, says the Rashbam. The Ma'arer wants them, as opposed to the last case, he wants them to get the message through to the Machzik. But they told him, I'm sorry, for whatever reason, we don't want to confront him, and we're not going to let a word out about this, not to anyone, not to him, and not to others. What's the halacha here? Amar Rapapa, Hok Amri Loi Mafkin Ishusa. So here Rapapa agrees to Rab Zvid that in this case, it's the same as the last case. Just like when the Ma'arer says, I don't want a word to get out, it's not a good machah. When the Edim say, we're not going to let a word out about this, it's also not a good machah. However, on this, Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, disagrees with both Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Amar. No, this is different. Here it will be a good machah. Why? Because Milsa Deloy Ramia Alei De'inish. Anything that a person is not entrusted with, he was not told by the Ma'arer, don't let a word out about this. In the previous case where the Ma'arer said, don't let a word out about this, so you were entrusted with a sacred trust that you're going to listen to what I'm telling you. I don't want anybody to find out about this. That's talking not a good machah. However, in this case, where the Ma'arer wants them to get the word to the Machzik, it's they who accepted upon themselves not to say anything. But since they have no obligation, explains the Rashbam, to the Ma'arer and other Rabbi, he would like them to forward this message to the Machzik. So since they're have not been entrusted to keep this a secret, we say that Omar Lo, eventually they're going to say it. How? V'lav adate. It's going to be inadvertent. They're going to let a slip of their tongue. They're going to slip out because it's not on their mind not to do it, since they were not entrusted by the Ma'arer to keep it a secret. And therefore, Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua says, we will have the old grapevine of Chavrach, the Chavra Islay. It will reach the ears of the Machzik because they're not going to keep this a secret. And therefore, it is considered a good Machah. The Rashbam, approximately 10 lines down in the wide lines, brings down the Hilchasa, that in this entire sugya, we always paskin, it's a good machah. In the case where the Ma'arer said, don't tell him, we paskin like our papa. Or when the Edim said, we won't tell him, we paskin like our papa, that it's, we won't tell him, but we will tell others. And there's chavra, the chavra, chavra is late, a grapevine, it is a good machah. In the case, the last case of the Gemara, that they said, we won't let a word out of this, we paskin like Rabbi Huna Braid, Rabbi Yeshua, that call Muslim Rami Alad Insha Omar love, Alavadate, that the word will get out. The only one case which Rabbeinu Hananel paskins all these psakim, the only one case where we will say that it will not be a good machah is in the case where the Ma'arer said, don't let a word get out, which means not to him, not to other people, there where they were entrusted with a sacred trust of keeping this a secret, there in fact we say they will keep it a secret, and therefore the machah is not a good machah. So, paskins, the Rabbeinu Chananel.
Continues the Gemara to go back to the sugya that we were dealing with of machah shloi b'fon of havi machah or loy havi machah. Amar Rav Nachman, said Rava in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Nachman, machah shloi b'fon of havi machah, that it is not necessary for one to be moche in front of the machzik, but even a machah that is made not in front of the machzik is sufficient as a machah. And as the Rashbam explains, although Rava paskin this halach in the name of Rav Nachman, and Rav Ashi brings that psak from Rav Ashi, who codified the Gemara, brings that psak from Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, but now Rav Ashi relates a kasha that Rava himself had on this psak. Eisve Rava Rav Nachman, we learned in the Sefer of our Mishnah, Amar Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda Shita is different than the Tana Kama concerning Chazaka of Shalosh Shanim. Loi Amru Shalosh Shanim, the whole inyan of waiting 3 years, Chazal only made it, Ela Kedei Sheyehei Baspamia, that if the Ma'arer is in Spain, in Aspamia, the Yachsik Shana, and the Machsik is occupying his field, let's say in Bovel, v'yelchu v'yodiyu shana, and people found out the first year that someone was occupying his karka in Bovel, and they went v'yelchu v'yodiyu shana. They will go to Aspamia, to Spain, and tell the ma'arer that someone is in your field. V'yovel l'shana acheres. It takes a year to go to Spain, and it'll take a year for him to come back from Spain to Bovel to register his protest. So as the Rashbam explains, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that really a chazaka is established right away. If the Ma'arer failed to protest right away, the Machzik is entitled to the karka. But Chazal gave 3 years so that if the Ma'arer is now present in Spain, it would take a year to find out that someone is occupying his karka, a year for those people to go and tell him in Spain, and a year for him to come back from Spain. It's not like the Tana Nakam is of the opinion that Chazal made 3 years because for 3 years a person keeps his shtar. It is only after 3 years that he is no longer careful in his shtar. But rather, the chazaka would really happen right away. It's only because of this eventuality that someone is in Aspamia. As Rav to Rav Nachman, v'isal kedatach mechor shaloi b'fon of havi mechor, lomeli lemesi. If Rabbi Yehuda would be of the opinion that one can make a mechor not in front of the machzik, so why does this person have to travel from Spain back to Bovel, which would take a year's time? Let him remain in Spain and let him make the machah from Spain, shaloi b'fanav. Rav understood, as the Rashbam explains, that Rabbi Yehuda insists that he must come back from Aspamia and make the protest in front of the machzik. So Lamali Lamesi asks Rava, Lace of Hosim Aduchte Velimche. Let him remain over there in Aspamia and let him be Macha from there. Is the Harai from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda L'chayra holds that Machar shall have a fun of Loi Havya Machar. So how could you, Rav Nachman, say that Machar shall have a fun of Havya Machar? We see from Rabbi Yehuda Loi Havya Machar. So the Rashbam and Tosfos point out that L'chayra, we have to understand what is Rava's Kasha and Rav Nachman. We have learned that in the Reisha, the Tana Kama holds that Machor Shalai Bufanav Havya Machor. So you're asking a kash from the Sefer, but from the Reisha, we see the Tana Kama holds Machor Shalai Bufanav Havya Machor. So Rav Nachman is passing like the Tana Kama. What's the difficulty on Rav Nachman's Psak? Answers the Rashbam that apparently we must say that Rava understood the Reisha differently, because really it's not so clear in the Tanakhama what he holds. Because on the one hand, we asked on Daf Lamed Ches, on the Mishnah, we asked that it appears that if the Ma'arer is in one of the three countries of Eretz Yisrael, one of the three divisions, Yehuda, Eivar, Yarden, or Golil, and the Machzik is in another one of those divisions, the Machor is not good. And from that, Machor was a riot, a Machor Shlebifon of Loi Havya Machor. And we reconciled it by saying that really Machor Shlebifon of is a Machor. And that's why if you're in one part of Yehuda, let's say, and you make a Machor to someone who's Machzik your Karka in the other part of Yehuda, it is a good Machor, because Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. It's only crossing the border where there's no communication between Yehuda and Golol, or between Yehuda and Eivor Yarden, or vice versa. So that's only when the Machor is not a good Machor. But normally the Tanakhama holds Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. That's how we understood the way to reconcile what the Tanakhama Shita is. But Be'emes Rava learned a different pshat. And Tosfos in Divrei HaMashchil, Leisav Aduchta V'Limcha, gives us a different pshat that Rava could have learned in our Mishnah. So we have to say that Rava held that from the Reisha of the Mishnah, there's no Raya that the Tanakhama holds Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. And L'Chaira from Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that he holds Machor Shlebifon of Loi Havya Machor. That's Rava's Kasha to Rav Nachman. Answers the Gemara, Rav Nachman gave a Teretz, Hosam Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malon. Really, you're right. He could have stayed in Aspamia and made the Machor, and Machor Shlebifon of is considered a Machor. But if he doesn't show up before the end of the 3 years, all the payrus that the machzik is going to eat will be much harder to get those payrus back from him. It'll be much harder to get reimbursed. It's much easier to have Beis Din tell the machzik that he must leave the karka and stop eating food, the fruit of the karka, as opposed to having him eat it and trying to get it back. Gezel HaNacheles is much more difficult than to prevent him from stealing in the first place. So really, you could make the Machom in Aspamia, but we're giving you an Eitz HaToyva. Come back from Aspamia, protest in front of him, go to Beis Din, and make sure that he no longer eats the fruit of your karka. But really, could be Rabbi Yehuda holds Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. And the Gemara explains, Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malon, the Nesi V'Nishkal Ara Peri, that he will come back and he will claim both the karka and the peris of the karka. Now, ask the Gemara, Midikom Oysev Le Rav Rav Nachman, since Rav asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman, that from Rabbi Yehuda Tzmashma, Machor Shlebifon of Loi Havya Machor, Mechlal Loi Sfir Le, the Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. So it would seem that he does not hold that Machor Shlebifon of is a Machor. Apparently, he asked the Kasha. V'Amar Rava, we learned before in the Flamet Chesem and Beis, that Rava clearly stated, Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. So here it seems he holds Machor Shlebifon of Loi Havya Machor, and there he said Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. It seems to be a steer in Rava. Answers the Gemara. Boser Desham Yimer Rav Nachman Savra. Once he heard, he asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gave him a good teretz of Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malon. So then in the Chanami, Rava accepted, based on the teretz of Rav Nachman, the psak that his Rebbe Rav Nachman had rendered. And Rava in turn himself paskened Halacha L'maisa, the Machor Shlebifon of Havya Machor. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechina Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina. The Talmidim of the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, met the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lahu, he said to them, Mi Amar, the Bach puts in the word Lahu. Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan tell you, Machor bekamo, in front of how many people do you have to make a Machor? And the Gemara says, yes, the Rabbi Yochanan gave an answer to this. However, there was a dispute exactly what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that machor b'fnei shnayim, that machor is sufficient to do it in front of two edim. Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, machor b'fnei shloisha, that machor is required to be done in front of three and not two. So both said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. There was a dispute exactly what Rabbi Yochanan's shita was. Lema, the Gemara now wants to understand what the machloikis here is between 2 and 3. Lema b'derabba barafuna kamifligi. Let us say that their machloikis is in a statement that Rabba Bar Rav Huna made. And we find the statement in Erechin on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Aleph at the top of the Amid. The Amr Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, this is a halacha concerning Lashon Hara. Kol Milsa de Misamr Bapitlasa, anything that is said in front of 3 people, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. There is no halacha, there is no isser concerning Lishna Bisha, disparaging talk. Now, what exactly is included in Lishna Bisha would be Lashon Hara, to speak bad about someone else, or Rechilas, for Reuven to go over to Shimon and tell Shimon that Levi spoke Lashon Hara about you, or Avak Lashon Hara, Avak, the dust of Lashon Hara, which is Lashon Hara Midrabanan. And we'll see examples of this in a few moments, exactly what Avik Lashon Hara we are speaking about here. But concerning all of these halachas, in front of 3 people, there is no Lishna Bisha. And we will have to explain the halachas of Lashon Hara the way the Chofetz Chaim at great length explains them, that comes out from this Gemara. This Gemara is one of the main sugyas concerning Lashon Hara that the Chofetz Chaim deals with. It's the sugya of saying Lashon Hara ba'apei tlosa, in front of 3 people. But let us first see what is negeya to our shiloh over here of macho, whether it's b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha, and then we will see how the Chofetz Chaim understands its Gemara concerning Lashon Hara. So the Gemara continues, Mandi Omar b'fnei shnayim, the Mandi Omar who says that Macho has to be made in front of 2, less later Rabba Rav Huna. He does not hold of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. He holds that the whole Svara, as the Rashbam brings down from the Gemara in Erechin, to Rabba Bar Rav Huna's statement that there's no Lashon Hara in front of 3 people, is that Chavra Islay, and Chavrach the Chavra Islay, the swore that we've had before, that when you say something in front of 3 people, the news spreads. And therefore, for one reason or another, as we'll see in the discussion of the Chofetz Chaim, since it becomes mefursim to everybody, it's not considered Lashon Hara, or Rechilus, or Avak Lashon Hara, because it's known to everyone. So the man the Omer here in the name of Rav Yochanan said the Macho is b'fnei shnayim. He does not agree with Rav Huna. He is of the opinion that it becomes spread even with 2 people. So therefore, if a person makes a Macho and he wants the machzik to hear about it, so it's enough if he says it in front of 2 people. The word will get back through the grapevine to the machzik's ears. Umandi Omer b'fnei gimel, but the Mandi Omer holds that it's in front of 3 macho, islay to Rabba Rav Huna. He holds like Rabba Bar Rav Huna that the only way that it's going to get back to him is with saying it in front of 3 people. So learns the Rashbam. The Rashbam brings down that kol Rabbi Seinu Mefarshim, this is in the middle of the first long Rashbam here, Diri Amaskal Umandi Omer, that all the Rabbeim explain this Gemara, that it's not that we're bringing a raya from Hilchus Lashon Hara to Hilchus Macho, but rather that one is intertwined with the other. If you hold like Rabbi Rav Huna, that news only gets spread through the grapevine if it's said in front of 3 people, and that's why by you saying Lashon Hara in front of 3 people, let's go with the Pirush HaRashbam. There's many Pshatim of the Rishonim, as we'll soon see. Let us say that one of the 3 people who hear Reuven saying Lashon Hara, there's no issur for them to say it to Shimon that Reuven said Lashon Hara about you in front of us three, because once something is said in front of three, it's considered that it spreads throughout the whole world. So by, it's going to get back to Shimon anyway that Reuven spoke Lashon Hara about him. So therefore, there's no rechilas for Reuven, for someone, one of the three, let's say Levi, from telling Shimon what Reuven said about him. Because if it was said in front of three, Shimon's going to know what Reuven said about him. So there, the Rabbeinu learn that Macha is totally in that inyan of Lashon Hara. Because if you hold that it only spreads with three, and that's when there is no issur, according to the Rashbam, of repeating that Reuven said Lashon Hara about you saying that to Shimon. So let's say if only two people heard it from Reuven, then there would be an issur for one of the two people, for Levi to tell it to Shimon. Because then it won't spread by itself to Shimon. So it would be osur. So that's why, say the Rabbeinu, if the macho is made in front of two, and according to Rabbi Rav Huna, it won't automatically spread. So then there's an issur lashon hara to tell it to the machzik when it comes to macho. So it's not that we learn the principle of pirsum from hilchus lashon hara to hilchus macho, but rather, according to Rabbeinu, hilchus macho is tolui on hilchus lashon hara. And therefore, if according to Rabbi Rav Huna, you need three to mefarsim, and here there was only two, there would be an issur lashon hara for Levi to tell Shimon that Reuven was ma'arer against you because he's saying something bad about you. He's saying you're a gazlan, that you're on my karka, so I can't tell that over to you. It would be rechilas. Says the Rashbam, he emphatically disagrees with this pshat. And he says that fakert, this is a mitzvah. You're helping the machzik keep his shtar because he knows someone is being ma'ar against his chazaka, against his the fact that he bought the karka. So since Chazal set up the holy name of machot, it would be a mitzvah for Levi to tell Shimon that Reuven is saying that you're a gazlan. So you better hold on to your shtar. So that's not anything to do with Lashon Hara. That's a mitzvah to tell him. So therefore, the Rashbam says that that's not the pshat, but rather the pshat is the saying that we see from Hilchos Lashon Hara, that there's no Lashon Hara if it was said in front of three. There's no issur, according to the Rashbam, of Rechilas, of Levi telling Shimon that Reuven spoke bad about him. So Memela for Hilchos Macha, where we also need Pirsum, which is the underlying principle by Lashon Hara, why there's no rechilas to repeat it to Shimon, because he knows about it already. You're not telling him anything new, and that's why there's no issur rechilas. So if it's said the macha in front of three, we learn the same concept that it will be a macha because it will reach the ears of the machzik. However, the other mandiyomer holds that things spread even with two people, and therefore with two people, and it's a mitzvah to say, as the Rashbam explains, it's a mitzvah, there's no Lashon Hara, and therefore the piercing will happen even by two people. Now, before we continue the Gemara further concerning the pshat in the machloikis, in what Rabbi Yochanan said, whether you need a machon in front of two or in front of three, let us pause for a few moments and understand this halacha of Kol milsa demis amra ba'apitlasa lesba mishum lishna bisha. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer devotes many pages to these few words of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and in fact he has a whole perek in Hilchos Lashon Hara and a whole perek in Hilchos Rechilas and 35 footnotes in his Pirish Be'er Maim Chaim on the bottom of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and some of these notes are very lengthy. What we will discuss are the various pshatim of the Rishonim that the Chafetz Chaim speaks about in Klal Beis, and in Be'er Maim Chaim in Klal Beis, Ois Aleph through Gimel, where he is masber over there five shitas of Rishonim in the words of Rabbi Baruch Huna. We will only do four of them. Two of them are on our daf. One of them we have already explained, and that is the Shita of the Rashbam, that there's no Issur Rechilas for one of the three who heard the Lashon Hara from Reuven to repeat it to Shimon. Now, the Chavetz Chaim spends a lot of time, a lot of space in his Sefer, and he says in the beginning of Klal Beis, "Umipnei shekama anashim toyin bezeh, v'toylin es atzman bedivrei Rabbi Barafuna, the Amar Baba Basra, Lametesam et Aleph, called Milsam Samari Ape Tlasales by Mishum Lushabisha, Lafikach Matsasi, it's Atzma Mechuyev Bedover Lavar Doverze, Bezuz Hashem, Bechol Pratav. There are some people who think that you are allowed to say Lashon Hara, that would Lachara be the simple reading of the words of Rabbi Barafuna. If you say Lashon Hara in front of three people, there's no Isser of Lashon Hara. And Chavetz Chaim points out that kol harishonim maskimim lazeh. I have to explain that this is a mistake, and in fact, if we go through the rishonim, all of the rishonim are maskim, that it's usur to say lashon hara in front of three people, and the more people that you say the lashon hara in front of, the more you're being mevazeh that person, the bigger your aveira of Lashon Hara is, and there's absolutely no heter to say Lashon Hara in front of three people. The first example is the Rashbam. The Rashbam interprets Rabbi Rafuna's words that Levi, who heard the Lashon Hara from Reuven, which was said in front of a group of three, he has a heter to say it over to Shimon. But Reuven, avada he was doivran Lashon Hara when he said it in front of the three people. And the second shita that the Chavetz Chaim brings is that of Tosfos. On our daf, here on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, in Divrei HaMaskel, Lespe Mishum Lishna Bisha, let's learn it inside, this Tosfos from all the Rishonim would seem to be the one that is Matur L'chatchila for someone to speak Lashon Hara in front of three people. Says Tosfos, Pirish, not like the Rashbam, that one of the three can say it to Shimon, there's no Rechilas, but rather, the one who sang the Lashon Hara in front of Gimel is allowed to. The Gemara brings concerning this member of Rabbi Rav Huna, Ha Da'am Rabbi Yossi, Ma'olim Le'amarti Dover V'chazayta L'achayrai, Pirish, Shaloya Yechayshish Im Yishmu Baila. So Tosfos says that we see over there, L'chayra, the simple reading of the words, the Chavetz Chaim is going to explain what Rabbi Yossi means, but the simple reading, I was never worried about saying anything, and I never turned back to see if the Bailam are standing there. And L'chayra, what Tosfos is saying, if you say it in front of three, that's like saying it in front of the Bailam. And apparently it seems that Tosfos is saying, just like there'd be no Issur Lashon Hara to say it in front of the person himself, if Reuven would say Lashon Hara to a group and Shimon, about whom he's speaking to Lashon Hara, is standing there, there would be, L'chayra, be no Issur. And in front of three, it means it's going to get back to Shimon, so it's like you're saying the Lashon Hara in front of Shimon. So there's no Isser. That would be the simple reading of this Tosfos. And the Chafetz Chaim there in Ois Aleph, in Klal Beis, in the Be'er Bayim Chaim, says, Ve'im kein ma'oid yifla, this is a pella, lama yeh mutter l'ganes l'chaver ba'apitlasa. How could it be mutter to embarrass your friend to speak bad about your friend in front of three, besides which in the Haggah at the bottom, he says, how could we say there's a heter to say Lashon Hara in front of three? What about Einos Dvorim? What about Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim Dein L'Chelich Lom Abba? And how much is considered a Rabim? Stam Rabim, we see from the Gemara in Gittin, Mem Vav Amad Aleph, Subasayin Hey, Stam Rabim is Shleisha. So how could we say that it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara in front of three? So Adarabba, says the Chavetz Chaim, Kol Shem Vazeo Bifnei Yoyser, Tzarech Sheiz Gadel Ha'oven Yoyser. The more people you say the Lashon Hara in front of, the more you're being Mevazeh your friend and spreading the Gnus about your friend, the bigger is your Aver. And he brings this to free in Parshas Dvorim. And so we find this free in Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Baal Oisra, that this free says that by the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke against Moshe. Ma Miriam, kishadibra dover leishama kol beri el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vad. Only Hashem heard it. Shenem v'yishma Hashem kach nensha. So hamedaber b'gnusha chaver b'rabim alachas kama v'kama. So you see clearly from the Sefri, says the Chavetz Chaim, that if you say it in front of many people, adarabe, that's even worse than what Miriam did, which is only that it was only heard by Hashem. It wasn't done berabim. So kal v'chomer, if somebody does it, berabim. And furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, we have the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says there's a stira. On the one hand, we find that the Ketoris is mechaper for Lashon Hara. On the other hand, we find that the Me'il, that the Kohen Gadol wore, one of the eight begodim, which had the Ramonim, the bells at the bottom of the Me'il, that is mechaper Lashon Hara, and the Gemara says there's no stira. Ha betzina, ha befarhesia. That betzina, that the Lashon Hara was said in private, on that the Ketoris is mechaper. The Ketoris was brought betzina inside of the Kacher Kedoshim. Whereas the Lashon Hara was said bekoil, befarhesia, in front of a group. So that requires the kapara of the me'il, which had the bells making noise when the Kohen Gadol walked. So Yavoi Dover Shibachashoi Vichapar Maisa Shibachashoi. Let the Ketoris be Mechaper on Lashon Hara that said Betzina, and let the Me'il, which makes noise, be Mechaper on Lashon Hara that said Befer Hesia. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dafayin Dalad Amud Beis says that the Befer Hesia is 10 people. So if we would say the Lashon Hara that is said, if the simple Pshat in Tosfos here on our Amud, Pirish Lo'ois Yisha'im Lufnei Gimel, that somebody is allowed in front of three people, Lechatchila, to say Lashon Hara, so if by three, it's mutter, then kavachaymer by 10, and before Hesi is 10. And here we see Adarabba from the Gemara in Erechin, that Lashon Hara before Hesia needs kapara, the kapara of the me'il. So it cannot be, says the Chavetz Chaim, that we take Tosfos at what it seems, its face value, that Lashon Hara is mutter in front of three. El amai, what is the pshat in this Tosfos? The pshat, says the Chavetz Chaim, will be understood by the Gemara in Erechin Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and in the Tosfos there, and with a Marsha, and the Chavetz Chaim brilliantly says Pshat in our Tosfos over here, because the Gemara there says at the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Heichi Dami Lishna Bisha. Some Rishonim say it's speaking about, the Gemara is asking about Lashon Hara, but the Rashbam further in Bava Basra, and that's how the Chavetz Chaim learns that Tosfos also is saying that, that what is Avak Lashon Hara? So Rav says, Kegoin Da'omer Ikenur Beplanya, that someone asked him, where can I find a oven to cook? So, and he says, you can go to that person, he has a fire in his house. So Abai asks the question, what kind of Lashon Hara, or what kind of Avak Lashon Hara is that? My Kovit, Gili Milsbamu. He asked him a question, gave him an answer. So the Gemara says, El Damak Pip Belishna Bisha. He said it in a derogatory way. The Omar Hecha Mishtakach Nura Ella Be Plunya. The Ike Bisra Vichvuri. You want to know where there is fire? That's by that guy over there. He always has meat and fish cooking. That's one piece of Gemara. And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rabba, kol milsvadim is amar ba'ape mora lesbe mishum lishna bisha. Rabba seems to be saying that any Lashon Hara that's said in front of someone, there is also no Lashon Hara. And then he brings that what I mean is like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says, that I never said something and looked back. So the simple reading over here of the Gemara, which the Marsha is going to question, is that Rabbi says that you could say Lashon Hara in front of a person, and there's no Ish Lashon Hara. And Rabbi Yossi was saying that I never turned around to see if the Bailam is there, because you could say Lashon Hara in front of the Bailam. The Gemara Shor will question this in 1 minute, and then the third Gemara, which comes right after, is Amar Rav Rav Huna, called Milsa de Misamra Ba'apik Plasa Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. This is our Gemara that we're dealing with here in Bava Basra. So the Chavetz Chaim says that we see, he says a pshat, and then he says, I saw in the Marsha that the Marsha learns like what I'm saying. And that, and we'll understand the Tosfos there in Erechin, and we'll understand the Tosfos here in Bava Basra, because the Marsha asks over there, what raya was Rava bringing from Rabbi Yossi? Rabba, what raya was Rabba bringing? Rabba says, call Mils of the Messiah, Rabba, Mora, Lespa, Mishum, Lishna, Bisha. How do you know from Rabbi Yossi? But maybe Rabbi Yossi was saying that I never spoke bad about anybody, so I never had to look behind if the Bialim is there, or if the Bialim confronted me. Did you say this about me? I never had to say that, no, I didn't say it. I never spoke Lashon Hara. What's your raya that if you say Lashon Hara in front of the master, in front of the person that you're speaking about, that there is no Lashon Hara? So the answer is the Marsha, Vizel Shainoi in Erechin, the Hachi Nami, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara means. Kol Milsa, Gam Kishihu Nira Minei, Ktsas Lishnabisha. Something which could be interpreted in a negative way, but it's not clear. Ilu Ha'imra Loya Yechash La'imra Gam Befonav. If the person saying it wouldn't be ashamed to say it in front of the person whom he's speaking about, Ein Zeh Lishna Bisha La'imra Shalai Befonav. Then there's no Lashon Hara to say it not in front of him. Va'moshel Kigoin Nura Beit Planya. Im gam befonav hoya imra shalay befonav nami less lon ba mishum lishna bisha. So the Chavetz Chaim says that that the Marsha here is explaining that the way the Chavetz Chaim understands this whole sugya, the three gemoras that we just learned, the first one about ikinura beplanya, the second one about kol milsa de misamra ba'api mora, and the third one of Rav Rav Huna of kol milsa de misamra ba'api plasa, that there's no lishna bisha, they all go together. In other words, let's first see the Tosfos in Erechin. Pirish, what does it mean kol milsa de misamra ba'api plasa, less of shum lishna bisha? Pirish, kagoyin kahai gavna. Like this case of Nura Beploini, the Ikke Lemishma Deloyam Ramisham Lishna Bisha. We could interpret it, he's not saying it in a negative way. Avulim Omer Dover Kantur Al Chaveroi, if he's saying something negative on his friend, Afilo Haya Omra Befonav, even if he would say it right into his face, Ispe Mishum Lishna Bisha. There is Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim takes the Tosfos and the Marsha, the three Gemoras, and he weaves them all together, and he says, this is the pshat, that there is a avak Lashon Hara, which is a type of apetrei. We can understand what he's saying in shnei ponim. There are two ways to understand what he's saying. For example, what the Gemara brings, ikinura beplanya, is there fire by that person? And so it depends how you answer. If you answer as the Gemara's example, where you say you want to know Hecha Mishkacha Nura, you want to know where there's fire. That you can only find by that guy over there. He always has a fire roasting his meat and fish. The gestures, the nonverbal cues that you're giving, The way the niggun, says the Chavetz Chaim, that you're singing, demonstrates that you're saying something bad. But you could also say, you want to know where there's fire? There's a gevaldik yid. He has a fire always by him. Then the pshat is that you're saying that that person is a wealthy man who, you don't mean to say the negative thing that, as the Rishonim explained, that he's a fresser, he's always eating, he's always selfish, he's concerned only about himself. No. You mean to say he's a machnas oirich, he has a large family, he's well off, and he always provides for his family, for orchim. You mean it in a positive way. So what is the simon that what you're saying is not Lashon Hara, it's not avak Lashon Hara? So then comes the next Gemara. Would you say it in front of the person himself? Obviously, in front of the person himself, you'd say it differently than when you're saying it not in front of him. So something that you would say, like Rabbi Yossi, who said, I never turned around to see if the Bialim is there. Because whatever I said, if I said something that could be interpreted in two ways, I would say it always the way I would say it in front if the Bialim would be there. So that means that I would only say it in a way which could be interpreted in a positive way. And the same dalacha of kol milsa d'mesamer ba'apei t'losa is the same thing. Whatever you say in front of three people, you know is going to get back to the person that you're speaking about, because that's how the pearson comes about. So that has the same halacha. That's what Tosfos says. Pirish kegoyin kaigavne nurabei planya. That's when Rabbi Rav Huna said the ikla mishma deloy amra mishum lishna bisha. It could be interpreted that you're saying it in a positive way. So how do I know I'm saying it in a positive way if normally you would say it in front of three people, which is tantamount to saying it in front of the person's face? So you would say it only in a way that your body and your tone of voice would indicate a positive thing about the person that you're speaking about. So then that is not a problem of avik lashon hara. But if you say it in a way that is negative, or if you say mamish lashon hara, avada says Tosfos that's usher in front of the person himself. That's usher in front of three people. So what says the Chafetz Chaim? What does our Tosfos over here in Bava Basra mean? Pirish la oisir she'omer lefnei gimel, the person himself, Reuven, who's saying in front of three. Yes, Tosfos here means the same as Tosfos in Erechin. The way the Marshal explained that Gemara, that it's speaking about avak lashon hara. And how do you know that you're allowed to say it in front of three people, because you're going to, that's as if you're saying it in front of the Bialim. So you're going to say the avak lashon hara, the thing that could be interpreted in one of two ways, you're going to say it positive, that you won't be embarrassed to be saying it in front of the Bialim. So in that case, what you're saying is not considered avak lashon hara. But if your voice indicates that you're saying it in a negative way, even though the Chofetz Chaim says that the thing itself that you're speaking about is a nenu gnai gomer, it perhaps is not considered by saying that he has a fire is not considered a gnai gomer, but if the connotation of your voice and gestures are that you're speaking bad about him, then it's usher. And certainly, mamish lashon hara, where you say the person is a shoyt, a fool, so that is certainly usher in front of three people. So explains the Chafetz Chaim, our Tosfos here. So it comes out that our Tosfos, even though it seems to be saying that you could speak lashon hara in front of three, that's not what it's saying. It's speaking about avak lashon hara, and there's a testing ground. How do I know I'm not speaking avak lashon hara? If it's something you'd say in front of three, which is equal to saying it in front of the Bialim, if you're not ashamed to do that, it means you're saying it in a neutral, positive manner, which does not show any negative about the person that you are speaking. The Rambam Shita, the third Shita in Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, is that not like the Rashbam learned that one of the three can say Rechilas, but one of the three could say the Lashon Hara. Again, Reuven, who's saying the Lashon Hara to the three, Avad Etz Osir, but one of the three could spread it, says the Rambam, but it's only Be'ikroi, but not when he has kavana to be maver to koil, as the Chofetz Chaim explains, ulegaloisa yoiser, and also in the Haggadah, the Chofetz Chaim says, v'nizgalgal derech agav, avalo yechavon l'saper zeo inyan. He shouldn't have kavana. He was just talking. It slipped out. He's not sitting there with the kavana that I want to spread this bad about my friend. So then it would be mutter. But the Chofetz Chaim says there are so many conditions attached to this that it's almost not shayach for one of the three to spread the lashon hara, unless it was universally around the world, everyone knew about this thing, and then if it's derech ikroi, without kavon lahavir akoil, then it would be mutter. But avada, the first person who said the lashon hara, avada he was over, again in front of three. Finally, there was the fourth shita, Rabbeinu Yoina, which is brought down in the Shari Tshuva and in the Shita Kibetzes, Rabbeinu Yoina Shita is that we're speaking of, yes, it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about three, on a person where there's a heter to speak Lashon Hara. And that would be on a person who ben adam lechaveiro did something wrong, and he refuses to do tshuva, where there are many conditions which the Chafetz Chaim speaks about in Klal Tes and in Klal Yud and in Chelik Beis Klal Tes, Chelik Aleph Klal Yud, Chelik Beis Klal Tes, with all the conditions that are written there, a person would be allowed to speak Lashon Hara about someone who's not Chayzer B'tshuva in Yonei Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, but again, regular Lashon Hara about someone is Avada Asur. So it comes out from all the Rishonim that Lashon Hara in front of three is Asur, and the more people you say the Lashon Hara in front of, the worse the Avera is. Interesting to note that the Sefer Emek Yeshua tells us that the Medrash says that what was the Avera that the B'nai Aaron did, and that was that they spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe v'Aaron. They said, Masa yumsu shnei zekeinim alolu, the Nadav Aviyu said, we'll take over from these two old people, Moshe and Aaron. They said this in front of Klal Yisrael. It was before Hesia. And as we learned from the Chavetz Chaim, Avada Lashon Hara before Hesia is Aser. So the Medrash says, Ma ha-yichserin ha-me'il. What were they missing? They were missing the me'il. So the pashut pshat is that they were missing one of the begotim of the kohen. But the question is, they were kohanim adyoitim. A me'il is a begot of a kohen gadol. So what's the pshat that they died because they were missing the me'il? So the Emek Yeshua says, a maridik pshat, that they spoke Lashon Hara. And they wanted to do tshuva on speaking Lashon Hara. But they spoke Lashon Hara for Hesia. So they brought the Ketoros. The Ketoros, the Gemara in Erechin said, is only Mechaper and Lashon Hara Betzina. So Ma Yechaser and Ameil, they were Chosid the Meil. The Meil is what's Mechaper and Lashon Hara for Hesia. And they spoke Lashon Hara for Hesia. They needed the Meil to be Mechaper. Yavid Davish Bekoil, the Meil that has a voice should be Mechaper al Lashon Hara Bekoil, for Hesia. They were missing the Meil. They brought the Ketoros. The Ketoros is only Lashon Hara Betzina. They said in front of Klal Yisrael, it's for Hesia. Continues the Gemara with Hilchas Macha. So we wanted to say pshat in the Machloikas in Rabbi Yochanan, whether you need two or three, that it's totally, whether you hold like Rabbi Rav Huna or not. The Gemara says, Loi, the Kuli Alma is later Rabbi Rav Huna. It could be everybody holds of Rabbi Rav Huna. V'hacha v'hacha k'mifkali. Here's what they're arguing about. Mandi Omer v'nei shnayim k'sover macha shaloi b'fon of Loi avi macha. The Mandi Omer holds in front of two says that you cannot do a macha not in front of the machzik. You have to do it to his face. If you have to do it to his face, then there's no bigger gilui than doing it right in front of him. You should have watched his star once there was a macha made, and if you do it in front of two edim that could prove that you made the macha, then that's sufficient. He holds on a macha shav in front of is a macha. So how does it come through Pearson? Pearson can only be through three people. Eboy same or another pshat. We don't have to say the machlokes is in rabba rafuna. The kuliyam macha shav in front of havi macha. Everybody holds that macha shav in front of is a good macha. V'ha'cha v'ha'cha k'mifli. Man di amr f'nei bei savri sadusa b'init. The one that says two says, as the Rashbam explains, that all you need is witnesses that you did it. And it only has to be possible for it to reach the ears of the machzik. It could be that one of the edim will tell him directly. It could be the edim will tell it to other people, and they will bring it to his attention. We're not sure, because it's not three, and the only way you could have piercing is by three. But if you made a macha in front of two, that's all Chazal required. No, the one who says three says, no, you have to have gilui milsa. Everybody has to know about it. It has to for sure reach, not it could reach, it has to for sure reach the ears of the machzik. According to the Mandi Omer, who says two, the only thing is, which would not be good, says the Rashbam, is like we learned on Amud Aleph, if you told the Edom not to tell it, then not. But if there's a possibility that the Edom will tell it, that's sufficient. But the Amandi Amar Gimel says a possibility is not enough. He has the Vada hear it, which will only be through three. The Gemara relates a story. Gidel bar Menyumi Havalei Mechisa Lemachuye. He had, somebody was Machzik Akarkafis, he had to be Moicha. And so Ashkechin l'Rav Huna u'lechiyah barav l'Rav Chilki bar Tovi. He found three of these gedolim, Davyasri, they were sitting together. Umachakamai, I gave a machon in front of them. The Rashbam explains that we paskin like Rava. The Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Rava further, that macho is only in front of two. Even though here he made the macho in front of three, it happened to be, to Maisha Shoya, that there was three. But really all you need is two. Lashana, the next year, Hadar Asil Machiya, he came again to be Maicha. Amrulay, they told him, Leitzrichus, you don't have to be Maicha every year. Hachi Amr Rav, this is what Rav said, Kivin Shemicha, Shana Rishana, Shuvin Etzarch Limchais. Once you're Maicha one time, the first year, you don't have to be Maicha any more. The Rashbam speaks out that you have to be Maicha, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, every 3 years, one time. But they weren't speaking about every 3 years, they were speaking about the first 3 years, that all you have to be Maicha is one time. V'ikad the Amri, and some say, Omar Lei Chiyabarav, Chiyabarav was one of the three Dayanim who was there. This Ikad the Amri is saying the same thing as before, except instead of Omru Lei, they three told him in the name of Rav. Here, the one who told him was Chiya Barav. He didn't say it in the name of Rav. He said it in his own name. Kivin Shemicha Shana Rishana Shuvin Etzarch Limchais. Once you did it the first year, you don't have to be Marech anymore. Omer Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapor Vetzarch Limchais B'Sav Kol Gimel V'Gimel. As we spoke out before, Rish Lakish holds the name of Bar Kapor, you have to be Marech every 3 years. Because every 3 years, the Rashbam explains, again, it's possible that he will only watch his star for 3 years. The Rashbam says that others want to learn that you have to be Marech every 3 years, because after the first Macha, the person could say that after you were Maicha the first time, I bought it from you. The Rashbam does not like that pshat, because once you're saying that I bought it from you after the first Macha, so you're indicating that you're Maicha, that the first time you were there for 3 years, you were stealing it. So Memela, once you're saying that, you're not believed anymore to say you bought it during the third 3 years. So that would not be a reason why you have to be Maicha every 3 years. The reason is, because every 3 years, again, a person, even if there was a Macha the first 3 years, he won't be careful in shtar more than 3 years. So you have to do it every group of 3 years. Toy bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a question on this. V'chi gazlan yesh lechazaka? Does this gazlan have a chazaka? In other words, why do you have to be moichel more than one time? If I'm moichel once, as the Rashbam explains, I should watch my shtar until I show the shtar to Bezdin, or I have a case in front of Bezdin. I should have to watch my shtar forever because there was once a macha. Ask the Gemara, Gazlan Salkada, you're calling this Machzik a Gazlan? It could be that he did buy it, except he doesn't have a shtar. So he has to watch it for 3 years. If he didn't watch it, so then, and there was a macha, he has to give the karka back. That's only a suffix that we're giving it back to the ma'ar. We don't know for sure. Could be he did, in fact, buy it. Ella the Gemara says, Kig Gazlan. Rabbi Yochanan had a question that L'chaira, once he's being protested against, he should watch the shtar forever. That was the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Kig Gazlan Yesh LeChazaka. Why do you have to be Maicha every 3 years? It should be enough to do it once. And the Rashbam points out that although Rabbi Yochanan had this question, he wasn't coming to disagree with Bar Kapora. He didn't have the nerve to disagree with Bar Kapora. He accepted Bar Kapora, but he had the shaila. And in fact, Allah is Amarav Hilchas Tzarech Limchais B'Soif Kol Gimel V'Gimel. The Allah is that one has to be Maicha every 3 years.